Cold and raw the north did blow, bleak in the morning early. All the trees were hid with snow, covered with winter fearly. As I came riding o'er the slough, I met with a farmer's daughter. Rosy cheeks and bonny brow, good faith made my mouth to water. Down I filled my bonnet low, meaning to show my breeding. She returned a graceful bow, her visage far exceeding. I asked her where she went so soon, and longed to begin a parley. She told me to the next market town a purpose to sell her barley. In this purse, sweet soul, said I, £20 lies fairly. Seek no further one to buy, for I stake all thy barley. 20 more shall perchance delight thy person I love so dearly. If thou wilt lick by me all night and gang home in the morning early. If £40 would buy the globe, this thing I'd not do, sir. Or were my friends as poor as Job, I'd never raise 'em so, sir. For should you prove tonight, my friend, we's kiss a young kid together. And you'd be gone ere 9 months end, and where shall I find the father? Pray, what would my parents say if I should be so silly to give my maiden head away and lose my true love, Billy? Oh, this would bring me to disgrace, and therefore I say you nay, sir. And if that you would me embrace, first marry and then you may, sir. I told her I had wedded been 14 years and longer, else I'd choose her for my queen and tie the knot yet stronger. She bid me then no farther roam, but manage my wedlock fairly, and keep my purse for poor spouse at home, for some other should have her barley. Then as swift as any roe, she rode away and left me. After her I could not go, of joy she quite bereft me. Thus I myself did disappoint, for she did leave me fairly. My words knocked all things out of joint, I lost both the maid and barley. Riding down a narrow lane, 2 or 3 hours ever, it was my chance to meet again this bonny farmer's daughter. Although it was both raw and cold, I stayed to hold a parley, and showed once more my purse of gold, when as she had sold her barley. Love, said I, pray do not frown, but let us change embraces. I'll buy thee a new silken gown, with ribbons, gloves, and laces, a ring and bodkin, muff and fan, no lady shall have neater. For as I am an honest man, I ne'er see a sweeter creature. Then I took her by the hand and said, my dearest jewel, why shouldst thou thus disputing stand? I prithee be not cruel. She found my mind was fully bent to pleasure my fond desire. Therefore she seemed to consent, but I wish I had ne'er come nigh her. Sir, said she, what shall I do if I commit this evil? And yield myself in love to you, I hope you will prove civil. You talked of ribbons, gloves, and rings, and likewise gold and treasure. Oh, let me first enjoy those things, and then you shall use your pleasure. Sure thy will shall be obeyed, said I, my own dear honey. Then into her lap I laid for £40 in money. Will to the market town this day, and straightways end the quarrel, and deck thee like a lady gay in flourishing rich apparel. All my gold and silver there to her I did deliver. On our road we did repair, but coming near a river, whose waters was both deep and wide, such rivers I ne'er see many. She leapt her mare to the other side, and left me not one poor penny. Then my heart was sunk full low, with grief and care surrounded. After her I could not go, for fear of being drowned. She turned about and said, behold, I am not for your devotion. But, sir, I thank ye for my gold, 'twill serve to enlarge my portion. I began to stamp and stare, to see what she had acted. With my hands I tore my hair, like one that was distracted. Give me my money then, I cried, 'gin faith I did but lend it. But she full fast away did ride, and vowed she did not intend it.